I was just going to ask, which town was she living in when she came back? Was it the same town that
Yes, it was a little town outside of Jägerndorf.
Right.
And I've forgotten that. It's Lobenstein.
Lobenstein.
Lobenstein. So I'm not sure. I'm assuming that the Gestapo made some kind of base, probably in Jägerndorf, which is a bigger city. And looking at the dates of the papers that I found, she probably did this research over several years. And possibly because the fact that her father was Sudeten German, they wouldn't want to make too much, what's the phrase? Make things uncomfortable for Germans because they wanted their loyalty, obviously. So the Jewish question never really arose that much. She was obviously having to find out and prove what her background was. And they divided up by how many grandparents you had that were of Jewish origin. So if you had four grandparents, you're obviously full Jew. And if you had two Jewish grandparents, a half Jew, and I think I'm getting my facts possibly mixed up here, but anyway, it turned out that as far as the Nazis were concerned, my mother was a Mischling of the first degree, and they seemingly had certificates that they gave to you, what degree of a Jew you were, that you had to carry around with you with your papers, so that if they stopped you in the street, they could tell. The Star of David didn't appear as an identifying badge, if you like, until about 1941 in
Yes, I think
Germany,
it was
and I'm not sure.
quite late in Germany.
Yeah. So I think she was reasonably safe until her father died in 1943. And then, from what she told me, it sounds as though there was a period of slave labour where she went to different factories and worked. She told me that she had worked in a factory that made gas masks, for instance. But she told me she was also a bookmaker and she had worked for a time in the office of a place called Katscher, which is not maybe about 15 miles from Auschwitz. I should also have said that Lobenstein is probably only about 50 miles. It's on the Polish border, just on the Czech side. And obviously, the fact that her father was a customs official tells you that it was right on the Polish border. And she moved into various locations. I found a CV when she was emigrating to the UK that tells me of all these places that she worked. And I suspect that it was in the sort of greater area of the Auschwitz camp, which I think they're now discovering was a much larger place than just a death camp. There was.
It was a hub for many work camps,
Yes.
yes.
So she knew the area reasonably well. What part of her job was to take pay, I don't know who she paid, but anyway, she'd take pay on the trains. So she knew the rail tracks pretty well. Another story that she told me when she was in one of these places was that they obviously lived in the facility. And I think I hadn't really imagined what it could be like until I saw the film Schindler's List and thought, ah, this is probably what it was like for her. They would probably have had bunks to share, and she shared with this girl. I don't remember the name, but her job was to clean the latrines.
Dear.
My mother had cushy, she was in an office job, and this girl hung herself.
Sometime after the First World War, I think they started calling themselves the Sudeten Germans. Tell us more about your mother's experience then as a slave labourer. Do you know more?
Only that you have to remember that, well, I don't think I've actually told you this. My mum told me this story when I was 13. So asking the right questions was not something that was going to happen. It was just a case of listening. And she was in quite a state, so I just let her talk. It was not a subject that was raised very much afterwards because I knew it was painful for her. So she worked in this slave labour capacity, and then she said that she was put on the train to Auschwitz. Now, I always thought this story was a bit fantastical. She said that because she knew the track that the train was going to take, and it was in the middle of winter, she knew where the biggest snowdrifts were going to be, and she jumped off the train into a snowdrift. And I always imagined, well, how can that possibly be? All the pictures I'd seen of the carriages were that they were fully enclosed. But I have found on the web that they're in that area, and towards the end of the war, they used any kind of trucks that they could possibly get to shift people. So her story was true. And then she said that she had to look out for herself, no papers, what to do. So she said that the safest thing that she could think of was to nurse the wounded soldiers, because nobody was going to ask a nurse for her papers. And she stole a nurse's uniform. I have no idea how she could have managed to do that. But she did say that people were very kind. My mother never, ever said anything untoward about the German people, or she just said it was war. People took a stand. There was good and there was bad, but there was no way that she was going to castigate the whole of a nation. That was not in her. So she stole the nurse's uniform and she jumped on a train and nursed soldiers coming back from the Eastern Front, and ended up in Dresden. Oh, jumped off the train and got in tow with a girl who was carrying food in a suitcase, heading in the same kind of direction as a distant cousin that she had, lived in Marienburg. So they followed the river. They set off in the afternoon, and they went fairly far out of town and decided to spend the night in a barn, and were woken with the dropping of bombs. And I'm assuming she thinks that that was the night of the bombing of Dresden. Mm.
Thank goodness, when so many people died.
Yes, and so many people died. And she said that her attitude to religion was kind of strange, but she said if there was ever a God, he spoke to her that afternoon, because she had a very strange feeling that she had to get out of that train station, and which is why she decided to walk rather than wait for a train. After surviving that particular episode, she was recaptured and went to another factory. But this was very close to the end of the war. The soldiers weren't watching, let's put it that way. They were probably watching after their own backs and how they were going to escape. Mm-hmm. The Russians were coming, the Americans were coming. So they managed to steal a truck. She and some other labourers managed to steal a truck and headed south, because nobody wanted to be in the road of the Russians. They all wanted to get to the American sector. And then she told me that she was repatriated once things had settled down a little bit, and she went back to her home, although by this time her home would have been just her stepmother. And her stepmother, she said, didn't want her.
That must have been terrible for her.